Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. China's top economic advisor returned from a week of trade talks in Washington, D.C. to find Alaska on his doorstep in Beijing. Alaska Governor Bill Walker, along with State Gasline Corporation head Keith Meyer, met with Chinese Vice Premier Li Ohe Monday. The Alaska Energy Desk's Rasha McChesney reports.
Alaska Governor Bill Walker met with Ohe early Monday morning, just hours after China's top economic advisor returned to Beijing.
We were absolutely first in line. It was impeccable timing on our part. We just happened to be there on the morning after. I mean, he returned 2 hours after our flight got into Beijing from Washington.
China is Alaska's largest trading partner. Walker hopes the state can play a pivotal role in reducing tensions over the trade deficit between the U.S. and China. That trade deficit is massive. Last year, the U.S. bought $375 billion more in goods and services than it sold to China. Both countries agreed to increases in U.S. agriculture and energy exports to China. Meanwhile, Walker is leading a 10-day trade mission with a delegation of Alaska companies peddling everything from seafood and the $45 billion LNG export project to organic baby food, specialty teas, and minerals. As he ran between meetings with Chinese officials in Chengdu on Tuesday, Walker said Alaska is just one piece of a large geopolitical puzzle, but it's a role he's willing to play.
I just am happy with the result. I don't care about what piece I am, just as long as we have the result.
From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Rasha McChesney in Chengdu, China.
The U.S. Attorney's Office has scheduled an 11 a.m. press conference in Fairbanks to announce the filing of federal charges in the 2016 shooting of Fairbanks Police Sergeant Alan Brandt. An Attorney's Office spokesperson would not disclose the name of the person being charged or the nature of the charges. Anthony Jenkins Alexi of Anchorage is awaiting trial in state court for Brandt's murder and other charges. Sergeant Brandt was shot on a downtown street while responding to a call. Jenkins Alexi was clearly recorded on dash cam video from Brandt's patrol vehicle and subsequently confessed to the shooting, describing it as an act of vengeance for police killings of relatives and friends. Sergeant Brandt died 2 weeks after the shooting from complications during surgery to remove shrapnel from one of his eyes. Jenkins Alexi's trial in state court is scheduled for September. The Trump administration is trying to throw out an Obama-era ban on certain types of predator harvest within Alaska National Preserves. An NPS release says the agency proposes amending a 2015 rule that banned some hunting and trapping practices allowed by the state. The Park Service describes it as a move to, quote, enhance consistency with harvest regulations on surrounding non-federal lands and waters, unquote. The group Alaskans for Wildlife describes the proposal as a, quote, return to last century regulation reestablishing the baiting of bears and a litany of egregious savage killing, unquote. The proposed rule change is to be published in today's Federal Register. The Interior Department will accept comments for 60 days. The Fairbanks City Council has advanced an ordinance that would allow the city to take over the downtown property that includes the long-vacant Polaris Hotel. According to the ordinance advanced at a meeting last night, Polaris owner Mark Marlowe has until Friday to pay overdue property taxes and avoid foreclosure. The city wants to tear down the deteriorated 11-story building and bill Marlowe for the demolition. Also last night, the council heard complaints from a downtown apartment landlord about another problem property.
It has become such a nuisance that we are now losing good tenants that care about Fairbanks.
Sari Greshover told the council she calls police every night complaining about drug and other criminal activity at the neighboring 2nd Avenue property.
We have tenants' tires being slashed. We have tenants being threatened with used needles.
Greshover says she's putting up a fence and asked the council to require the problem property owner to do the same.
A fence would completely solve this.
Councilmember Jerry Cleworth says he and city officials are very aware of the problem, but can't do much under the current abatement code.
This is a property that's come up so many times, and I've always felt kind of helpless because under the existing law that we had at the city, we did not have the necessary criteria to do an abatement on it.
Councilmember David Pruse suggested charging an annual penalty.
They stray in the resources of the city police, the building department, the fire department.
Pruse says the city could use fee payments to help cover the cost of cleaning up nuisance properties. The Fairbanks North Star Borough School Board decided last night to ask voters this fall to approve a $27.7 million bond package to pay for roof repairs and electrical upgrades at district facilities. The board also took a last look at next year's $238 million district budget before considering final approval at a meeting tonight. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
Superintendent Karen Gaborik says the district's projects would be included with others that borough officials plan to ask voters to consider approving in the October municipal election. Also Monday, board members approved spending just over $500,000 to repair the roof over Lathrop High School's gymnasium and locker rooms. Members then began reviewing the district's nearly $238 million total budget for the coming school year. District Chief Financial Officer Lisa Pierce says that's about 1% lower than this year's budget, but she says it'll enable district officials to restore much of the funding the administration initially had proposed to cut.
It brings back a little over $8 million, and that's basically what we were cutting.
Gaborik says she's especially glad to recommend funding for full-day kindergarten at 9 more elementary schools. She says administrators had initially planned to recommend adding it at 5 more schools, but decided to use the additional $8.2 million to offer it at all 9 schools that didn't yet have it.
Given the additional revenues that we have and some of the savings, I think it's a good move to do it now. It's good for our community. Parents want it. Teachers are very supportive, especially our first grade teachers who have been experiencing the results of full day kindergartens.
Next year's district budget also calls for hiring enough teachers to keep class sizes from growing any larger and to keep the student-teacher ratio the same as this year's. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.
Scientists from around the circumpolar north are in Alaska to share information about a holistic approach to public health. Federal Center for Disease Control Arctic Investigations Program Director Tom Hennessy says scientists from Finland, Canada, Russia, Norway, and Iceland, and Alaska researchers are meeting at the University of Alaska Fairbanks focused on an approach known as One Health.
Nearly three quarters of all of the new emerging infectious diseases have come to us through the environment or the animal world. So to better understand and protect the health of humans, we need to better understand what's going on in the environment and the animals and birds and plants that we interact with.
Hennessy says that's challenging in remote northern communities where a larger percentage of the diet is wild foods.
Because the monitoring systems for, say, meat inspection don't exist in dispersed communities. And so the efforts to understand the threats to humans take more work and rely more on local knowledge.
Hennessy also points to the complicating factors of climate change.
That's bringing lots of questions about what kinds of emerging threats might be coming to us that could be dealt with in a One Health perspective.
A great example of that is that, you know, as things warm up here, we're likely to get more ticks. Ticks bring certain diseases.
UAF Department of Veterinary Medicine Associate Dean and One Health Initiative Leader Arlie Reynolds says anticipating such problems is key, and studying animals can help. He points to dogs, which share humans' environment.
Because their metabolic rate is high, we can see changes in them much more rapidly than we can in people. And so by studying them, we can often understand how those changes will affect us as well and maybe be a little bit more proactive.
The One Health researchers are holding a public forum this afternoon at UAF that will include short presentations by the scientists followed by questions and comments. The researchers also visited Seward and Anchorage as part of the Alaska trip organized by the U.S. State Department. I'm Dan Bross.